believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And I decided that it's probably time to talk about the elephant in the room, burnout, and how it really affects people and how we could really shift that and change that. How many times have you been in situations where you're like against your wall of like doing things that you probably don't want to be doing, or you're maybe a people pleaser and you're at work and you're spinning so many plates in the air trying to do everything and be everything for everybody else? Or maybe you're a perfectionist and everything's got to look a certain way, and you just put a lot of emphasis and a lot of motion into what you're doing. And then all of a sudden you just wake up one day and you're just like, you feel like you're toasted. It's like you're roasted, toasted, and burnt to a crisp. Does that sound like you sometimes? And I have found that when that happens, it's usually when we are on automatic, where we're just constantly in doing motion. And we are trying to make something happen, create something. Maybe for our entrepreneurs in the audience, we've all been there before, where it's like we're so passionate and we say yes to everything, and we say yes to everything into things that we probably shouldn't be saying yes to, because God forbid if we might miss out. The feelings of missing out, what they call the acronym FOMO, is just like, so it's like we need to put the brakes on and take a hard stop to, you know, and ponder, okay, what is really important here? Why am I so tired and burnt out? You know, half the battle at times is being aware. Once you're aware that something is happening, this is where you step into your power and you have control over making some changes or different choices. The awareness thing allows you to kind of take a step backwards a little bit instead of really going, falling into whatever is happening and falling into places where you really have no business being sometimes. It's just like, and you ask yourself after you sit back and you're watching the show, so to say, it's like, why did I say yes to that when I really didn't want to? Or why? What was the point of me doing this? What was the drive behind it? There's a lot of questions that come up and in the whole pursuit of like what leads to burnout. But, you know, just to surmise it, it's, you know, burnout is like a state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion. And I also want to add spiritual exhaustion, maybe mental, emotional, spiritual, physical. All of these come into play as far as creating burnout. It's almost like the equivalent of the visual I'm going to give you is burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. It gets pretty hot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm on fire. No wonder why I'm toast. So when you've had been doing, you know, this whole thing, this whole gig that we all do sometimes until we wake up and realize it's not working. It's like prolonged and chronic and excessive stress. And we know that stress is not a very good thing for us people. Stress comes in all ways, shapes, and forms. And when we are constantly in stress mode, we are in fight, flight, or freeze, the three little modalities. And we're constantly going and going and going and thinking that, oh, you know what? That's just normal to feel stress. It drives me further. Well, I kind of feel, and we know that this is true, that the more stress you are, it's just like your body doesn't have a chance to reset itself, to come to a natural calm, because you're constantly going on this adrenaline rush. Do I have any adrenaline rush and adrenaline junkies out there in the audience? I'm sure I do. But sometimes it's the high of that adrenaline rush that's like we're addicted to, and we think that we could constantly be in motion. But newsflash is that it'll burn us out, and we will feel the effects of that. You know, not maybe the immediately, but long term for sure. So when we, and Christine's going, bah, yeah, that's true. It's like, yeah, burning the candle at both ends and then the middle. Good visual. So how do we, you know, get off of that little craziness, the crazy making thing that we've created for ourselves? You know, sometimes we get so overwhelmed that we don't know how to, what I call, get off the doing mobile. Of feeling like we always have to be in motion in order to feel like we're a productive member of society or we have value or worth. Who made that up? Seriously. You know, it's very interesting that we are in a society right now, and the good news is I feel this is shifting because people are being more and more awake to the fact that this is not working for them. But it's just like society has really praised people for just being in constant motion and doing and doing and doing and being productive. Because if you're not productive, you're not viewed as a significant contributor to our society. Well, you know what? I have news for you. Sometimes being productive is sitting in silence and not doing anything but just being. Because you could actually get what I call those divine downloads because you're in the present moment, you're tapped in, tuned in, and turned on, and you're able to listen and hear those subtle feathers that are dropping before the bricks drop. And when you can't hear the bricks drop, usually the refrigerator drops on you. So it's about learning to listen and hear that innate wisdom that's within ourselves. And that is where you could actually come up with some stellar, amazing ideas instead of trying to figure it out. It's like it just kind of gets dumped in your lap energetically, and then you take that and you move and go with it. So when we have a tendency to get burned out, you know, we're exhausted. Our attitude gets really crappy. We start to get cynical. Any cynics out there, you know, sarcastic and cynical and stuff like that. Even though it's funny, it's kind of very telling that maybe somebody's really tired and fatigued. And, you know, I think they're getting to the cusp of it allows you to see that, okay, I think I need to make some changes because what I'm witnessing in myself is just not really, you know, productive. And also we talk about reduced productivity too. It's like you're so tired and burnt out, you just don't care anymore. And it's just like you just want to sometimes just crawl underneath a rock and hide. Does that sound familiar to anybody? It's just like your system is on overwhelm, and it's like stop me, get me off the bloody ride because I can't handle it anymore. Now take a deep breath. The good news is we can create something different. We know that burnout impacts your overall well-being. It affects your relationships, your health, and job performance. And it's going to show up everywhere in your life. I love this saying that everywhere you go, here you are. And it always cracks me up when people say, oh, I hate this job so much. I'm just going to quit this job and go someplace else. And then they go someplace else and it's the same thing. They hate their job so much. So they quit that one and go someplace else. Or maybe they move to a different part of the country and they still hate their job. So, thing to ponder. What is the common denominator? Oh my, it's the person with their stuff. They keep showing up and everywhere they go, here they are. So when we are unaware, this kind of is a pattern that others may witness in this. And maybe if you're starting to wake up, you're going to witness this in yourself as well. It's not the environment. It sometimes has a lot to do, I would say almost 95% has a lot to do with us. We create our reality. Okay. So when you're able to recognize this within yourself, this is gold, because now you could do something different with it. So how do we get to bliss? I mean, you know, we talk about from burnout to bliss. This is where we step into our awareness, where we are aware of things that we had been unconscious about or unaware about, and we're able to create the changes we want to see for ourselves. Because a lot of times we don't know what we don't know until we know it. Does that make any sense? Yeah, it does. And it's like awareness too. You're not aware until you're aware, and then you can do something with that. And it could be such a subtle shift. That's what I feel and what I've experienced personally too. It's like when you step into the awareness that, oh my gosh, I created this for myself. You take ownership. You're not blaming other people. You're not becoming the victim. You're actually stepping into your power and realizing that you have more control than you probably gave yourself credit for. And we do. We as human beings are very creative. We're very innovative. We are wired to heal. We are wired to succeed. It's just we are here on earth with the choices of free will, and the choices we make sometimes are either conscious, you know, awake choices, or their unconscious pathways that are, you know, invisibly running the show instead of allowing us to be aware and co-creating with that. So it's about connecting with the parts of you that are still unaware and unconscious and bringing them into awareness and consciousness. And when you're able to do that, you gain a lot more of creativity, a lot more clarity, and a lot more alignment and purpose in your world. There is the self-awareness part is huge, because when you're self-aware, you can look at things from a different perspective or a different lens. It's about being able to connect with what is and gaining some curiosity about it and allowing yourself to take a step back and look at that and ponder. So when we're going to get ready to go on our first break, and this is something for you to ponder about. It's like, how are you showing up in your life? And what areas of your life do you feel like you're roasty toasty and are burnt out? So when we return, we're going to talk more about how we could make that shift from burnout to bliss. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. So see you after the break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And, you know, I'm laughing because my producer's like, tell them about you and what you do. Well, okay, I will. You know, I have a real passion for helping people, especially if they're waking up, okay? They're on their spiritual awakening. Maybe life had been working really well for you, but you just felt like something was really lacking and missing in your life. And you just, you know, were not sure what that was, but it seemed like the life that you were living and leading isn't rewarding or fulfilling for you. A lot of times this happens when we are waking up and we realize that maybe we've given our power away to something outside of ourselves for so long, we don't know who we are. So I work with people to help them to get realigned with who they are so they can learn how to trust that innate wisdom within themselves and live life on their terms and circumstances. So whether or not you're at life transitions where you're just doing job changes or just stuck or wanting more out of your lives, or maybe you're even having health challenges. With my medical background, I kind of bridge this information with the physical aspects of Western medicine, but also look at what's underlying in the hood of the car or underneath that iceberg, the things that are driving what's happening physically so you could have lasting health and true wellness. So if that's of any interest to you, just reach out to me. You could reach out to me at my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, where there's a wonderful and delicious goodies there for you. to explore, and would love to hear from you. So circling back, let's talk more about burnout. You know, before break, we talked about what burnout is and the effects that it has on our mental health, our emotional health, physical health, and just general well-being. And it's almost like it's a wake-up call that's going to allow you to go deeper. Maybe this is going to be where you get your spiritual awakening, where you're able to go into the next segment of your life more on your terms, because you're going to be more awake and alert and tuned and dialed in to who you are because of this. We need to talk a little bit. We talked a little bit about self-awareness, and self-awareness, like I was saying before, is huge. It's such an important aspect. In the business world, they call it, I believe it's emotional intelligence. It's just self-awareness, basically. It's just being mindful and aware of who you are, how you show up in the world, and how that is seen, and how it ripples out into collective consciousness and affects everybody around you. Because your essence and your beingness is what is you. Oftentimes, the true who you are within yourself gets masked by what we think we need to do on the outside world, or what we need to become in order to be successful or accepted or valued or appreciated. Well, that's not true, because the outside here really doesn't care. It's about you coming within yourself to have a better relationship with yourself. And as you have a better relationship with yourself, that's going to ripple out. And the essence is, people are going to feel that around you. Trust me, I know that. So when you're self-aware, you could identify your triggers. And believe me, there's a lot in our world these days to really trigger you. And, you know, maybe this is happening on purpose for us, because it's allowing us to either choose to react to it or to respond. Notice I said react versus respond. React is like when you're on automatic and you're not thinking, and you just, it's like a knee-jerk reaction to something. Whereas responding is like you are aware, okay, I'm being triggered. And why is that so? You have that curiosity of a child with that aspect when you're self-aware, because you're asking more questions. And it's okay to ask questions, because this is how you're doing your research and getting information. When you're able to identify your triggers, especially for burnout, you know, say, oh my God, I got to go into work, I'm so toasted, I can't get in there. Okay, that is a trigger, your job. So respond back, you know, just sit with that, and it's like, why is it such a drag? And maybe sit down with a piece of paper and write out everything you're feeling, because this is very telling. It's like sometimes when we start automatic writing, it's just like things come out that kind of, you know, stop us in our tracks, because it's like part of us knows what's going on, yet our mind seems to think we're in control, and sometimes we're not in control. If the body is really in control and trying to give us some messages and some awareness of what's going on. You know, if the triggers are, you know, you feel like you don't have enough time, or it's like, a work-life balance thing, or maybe you're just in a negative environment. And yes, there are some toxic places that people do work, and that is something that needs to be addressed, not only for you as the individual, but also for the institution where this is occurring. It's not a one-sided thing. Everybody needs to come together to do their part. And for the individual that's in a toxic environment, you know, I've been in toxic environments before, and I always have felt that when, you know, you're not being respected, valued, or appreciated, And you have really strong boundaries within yourself that you don't allow that in your personal life. Why would you want to be allowing that in your professional life or where you work? To me, that was a game changer when that happened to me. And I realized in that moment that it was time for me to leave. And because it was a toxic environment, and we make up stories saying that, well, I need to stay there because of the paycheck, or, you know, I just, you know, I don't have anything better right now. Or we start going down the rabbit hole of fear and lack and insecurity. And sometimes energetically, we have just outlived a situation that is no longer energetically aligned with us, but we continue to stay there because for some odd reason, we think that's all that we get in this moment. What I'm going to invite you to do is to look at that, where there's things like that that happen in your life. And, you know, it may be in work, it might be in relationships, it might be in other things that you're, you know, moving through right now. Where is your energy in, you know, in contrast to where the energy is of that organization, situation, or experience? When I love the saying by Maya Angelou, you know, that lady was just brilliant. I love the fact when she said, you need to step away from the table when love and respect are no longer being served. And that's something to remember, you know, in your personal life, your professional life, and any place that you go. It's about you honoring your sovereignty, your self-worth, your worthiness, and your right to be here as a human being. So when you're able to look at those things and really, you know, gain some wisdom from that, and it's not at all about beating or, you know, judging or criticizing ourselves. It's about looking at things. Sometimes when we get those epiphany moments, like I did when I realized how toxic the work environment was, but I was still being there. So on some level, I was allowing myself to experience that when I knew better. It was just like, sometimes we need to, you know, have a reminder. And sometimes those reminders are like, okay, thank you. It's like the universe is testing you so that you could put into practice what you've learned thus far. Okay. Not a bad thing. It's all good thing. It's like we're getting upgraded and the universe is providing us opportunities to see if we are ready to be upgraded. Okay. The other thing to remember too is just listen to your body. And we talk a lot about mind-body stuff here on the Dr. Dolores Show because I think it's really important and it's all interconnected in ways we have no idea. Yet our body will talk to us. And in order for us to hear it and listen to it, we have to be in the present moment. And sometimes when we're not in the present moment and we ignore it, like I said, it's usually a little tap and then it's like the brick and then it's like the refrigerator that falls on you. So you don't want to get to the refrigerator. You want to pay attention to what's happening. Pay attention to your physical and emotional cues. If you're tired, stressed, you have headaches or irritability, kind of, I invite you to take a step into that and just feel what that feels like and just sit with it as uncomfortable as it may be, because it will give you insights into maybe what is going on. And remember, it may not be a linear progression because it's not A plus B equals C in a linear thing. It's a matrix. A plus M plus B plus Z equals whatever. But everything is interconnected in ways you have no idea. And I feel that it's very, it's not a very tangible thing that people could feel because it's energy. Everything is energy. And when energy is not physically seen. A lot of people have a tendency to feel that it doesn't exist, but it does. So we're getting ready to go on to another break. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we're going to kind of pull it more all together and do a meditation so you get to feel what it's like to step into your bliss. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about burnout to bliss today on our show. And, you know, we know that burnout is pretty rampant in our society. And this is so because of the innate drive that people have, that they always have to be in motion in order to be considered productive. And, you know, throughout the episodes here, or the segments, we've been talking about what the burnout really is, and how, you know, we could become more aware of that and step into the power of our self-awareness that's going to allow us to create something completely different for ourselves. So with the whole thing about really getting to bliss, let's just talk about a few things before we step into our meditative practice for the day. But, you know, setting boundaries is huge. You know, many of us overcommit to things, and we're on the cusp of the holiday season now. So I invite people to have the awareness of what the holidays mean to them, or what is important to them, and make the right decisions and commitments to where they're going to be, I'm going to say, the happiest, without that resentment and feeling like they're toasted and burning the candle at both ends and in the middle. So time management is huge, saying no and meaning it, and saying yes and meaning it too. And if you're wishy-washy about something, or what we call sometimes non-committal, or, you know, yes, and, you know what? I always say, if it's not a firm yes or no, I just won't do it. Or I won't commit to something because energetically, I just don't know how I'm going to feel 2 weeks down the line, because it's like I live such in the present moment right here, right now. So I want to be able to, I want to say, be more spontaneous, but also be honor my boundaries about my energy and what's important to me as well. Have that work-life balance, because you need to have a dance. I call it like dancing with your partner, or marrying work with life, marrying the masculine with the feminine. It's like you need to ebb and flow with things and not be lopsided in one area over the other. And it's also important where the boundaries step in as well, too, in with that, interlaced with that. And self-care practices, you know, being physical, mindful, and meditation, these are all important. And mindfulness is, once again, an important aspect. It allows you to get into the present moment when you're doing a mindful activity. And I just wanted to reiterate what mindful activity is. It's anything that allows you to lose all sense of time and place. We've all had those moments where maybe you're reading a book and 4 hours go by and it seems like it's only 5 minutes. That's a mindful activity. And this is going to be different for every person. And I invite people to find out what their mindful activity is. Maybe they enjoy going, walking their pet, their dog, or maybe they like gardening. Maybe they really like sports. Sometimes people get in the zone and they lose all track of time and space when they're in the zone, when they're working out. Whatever that is for you, explore what that is and do more of that, because the more you do of that, the more you're going to be able to stay in your physical body and be in the present moment. And with that in mind, let's segue into our meditation for this episode of our show. You know, meditation is very important because it allows you to slow yourself down. And when we slow ourselves down, we get to be able to hear what is really going on within us. And we're able to have that subtlety where it's like you're going to be able to know things without knowing. So, and this is called reigniting your passion. So right now, I'm just going to invite you to find a nice, quiet place where you won't be disturbed for about 5 minutes or so. Okay, and turn off your phone because we don't want to be distracted by anything electronic. And just get comfortable. And you could either sit or lie down, whatever you choose. And just close your eyes gently. And we're going to begin by taking a few deep breaths. So inhale slowly through your nose, filling your lungs completely. And hold for a moment, then exhale slowly through your mouth. And inhale slowly through your nose and allow your lungs to fill. And just temporarily hold for a moment, and now exhale slowly through your mouth. And just do that one more time. And just allow your breathing to return to its normal inhale and exhale patterning. And know that with every inhale that you make, and every exhale that you take, you're just going to fall more and more relaxed into your physical body. There's really nothing more to do. It's about allowing yourself to receive. So notice the subtle sensations in your body in contact with the surface beneath you. Maybe you could feel the floor beneath your feet, or your bottom on the seat of the chair, or your backside lying on the floor. Whatever that is, just feel that subtle sensation. And just allow your arms to soften and your shoulders to relax. And allow your hands just to be placed comfortably over your abdomen. And as you continue to breathe, bring your attention to your heart. And just imagine a warm, glowing light emanating from your heart center. And just allow that warm, glowing light to expand to fill your entire being. Allow it to move down your legs into your toes and up your neck and head and down your shoulders and down your arms. And just allow that to expand and grow and become more warm and glowing, and allow it to permeate out through your physical body into your energy field. This light represents your passion, your joy, your creativity. And just continue to allow it to bathe every aspect of who you are, recharging your energy and inspiring your spirit. Now, imagine a time when you felt truly passionate and alive. Perhaps it was a hobby, a project, or a relationship, or maybe something else. And recall the feelings of excitement, joy, and fulfillment that you experienced. Just bring yourself right back to that time and place. And as you remember this time, let the positive emotions wash over you. Feel the spark of passion reigniting within you. This is your source of inspiration, your wellspring of creativity. Now bring this feeling of passion into the present moment. Imagine channeling this energy into your current endeavors. Visualize yourself approaching your work with renewed enthusiasm and creativity. Take a few deep breaths, allowing this positive energy to settle into your being. And as you open your eyes, carry this renewed passion with you throughout your day. And remember, you have the power to ignite your passion and rediscover your joy. So just come back and wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes and just be with that peaceful essence as we segue on to our next break. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we'll see you after the break.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about burnout today on the Dr. Dolores Show and burnout, turning burnout into bliss. A lot of us have had burnout and it's an okay thing. And, you know, when we go through, I want to say, those little bumps in the road of life, there are opportunities for us to take a little deeper dive into why that is so as we wake up into our awareness. And speaking of waking up into awareness, I just want to share with you all, I invite you to come and play with us. We are having a monthly membership community called I'm Awake Now What? For those of us who have awoken and don't really have a reference point or really know what to do, it's going to offer support, resources, tools, healing, and monthly Zoom calls where we're going to talk about a specific topic and provide a lot of resources and links that is going to help you maneuver through your spiritual awakening on your path and learn how to really reconnect with who you are and become a better version of yourself. So go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and click on I'm Awake Now What? And join us. We would love to have you. So circling back to burnout and turning burnout into bliss, you know, just to reiterate, burnout is a very complex thing. It's an issue, complex issue, and it is the tip of the iceberg of something deeper that's within ourselves that possibly needs to be addressed. And it may show up as poor work-life balance, lack of job satisfaction, or, you know, just mental illnesses and also emotional issues as well. One thing I want to reiterate too, having passion is great and it can be a double-edged sword. Passion can motivate people and inspire people, But it can also lead to burnout if you're not aware and have that awareness of the balance. And it's the ebb and the flow and the dance. You need to be able to have both, okay? And be able to have joy and passion, but not to the extent where you are burning yourself out from that too, because you're having way too much fun. Because that's the other side of the continuum. It's about balance coming into the middle. Self-care is really essential. It is a necessity. It's not an option anymore. As we are maneuvering through our lives and everything that's happening in our world, taking care of yourself is and needs to be the number one priority for each of us. We need to be able to have a great relationship with ourselves and to be able to become friends with ourselves. Many of us don't have a relationship with ourselves and find that that is kind of daunting, or, you know, we refuse to look at that. And it's something you need to look at, because everything starts with us first, starts with self first. If you don't have a relationship with yourself, how do you, or, you know, you're not kind and loving to yourself, how do you expect to be loving and kind to anybody else? I'm like losing my words. Okay, here we go. And self-care could be anything by setting boundaries, not doing something that you resent, or doing things out of obligation. It's like setting boundaries and, you know, not doing the things that we automatically say yes to when you really wanted to say no to. And when we have a tendency to burn the candle at both ends and in the middle, we're in big trouble, because this is when we are so stressed out and our nervous system gets highly dysregulated. And this is where we, you know, lose our gas, and we run out of gas in life. And that's the last thing we want to be doing. We want to be refilling our tank and giving from the overflow of that tank in our life. We need to take care of us first and provide for ourselves first. And, you know, reach out to people. Reach out to people like myself who could support you, or anybody else who you resonate with that's going to be a good support for you, to offer you insight and guidance. So some parting words here. Remember, you are not alone in your journey to overcome burnout. By taking small steps each day, you can regain your passion, rediscover your joy, and create a more fulfilling life. And I want to leave you with this quote from Lao Tzu. And he says, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." Are you willing to take the first step to create the life that you choose to desire? Think about that and just feel into that for a moment. So I'm going to leave you with that, and just know I shared a lot of stuff with you today, a lot of information. And, you know, maybe your head's spinning, and I just want you to breathe, because that deep breath that you take is going to anchor you into your body. When we take that deep breath, it's bringing that life force within our body. Don't shallow breathe. Deep breaths. Well, thanks for listening. We're on the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. So pipe in and tune in for next week's episode, and we'll see you next week. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.